Orla, Perk Aleph Mishneches. Anoiklois, the Rav explains, is grapes that went bad before they hit a third of their growth. Vachartzanim, those are the seeds inside of grapes. Vazagim, that's the actual outer shell of a grape, the klip of the grape. Vatemet shelahem, and also if you have water that you soak in this water, any of these things, or sediment, and then the sediment or the shells or the seeds pass on a flavor into that water. Klipe rimon vanetz shaloi, the peel of a pomegranate and its nates, which is the flowery part that goes on top of its pitum. So all the way on top of the pitum, it grows some flowery thing. Klipe agozim, shell of nuts, vagarinim, and also any types of seeds of any fruit, I guess pits, olives, peaches, whatever. Asurim ba'arla. So all these things are asur in arla. Why is that? Because differently, it's not like a branch or a leaf. This is actually something that's connected to the fruit. It's the tuffel part of the fruit. But nevertheless, because the Torah says, the Rav explains, es pirio, so es is coming to include something that's tuffel to the pri. Something that's subservient to the fruit itself. Not like a leaf, but some part of the fruit that's subservient, like a pit or things like that. So it's asur in arla, uve ashera, asur in ashera too. Any part of the tree is asur in ashera. Uve nazir, it's asur in nazir. As the Torah clearly says, v'chol mishvas anavim lo yishta. Umutarim barvoi. However, it's mutter with netarivai. So the Rav explains, because netarivai is not asur bahana, only that the Baalim eat in Yerushalayim, just like Maaser Sheni. But it's not miskadish b'kedushas Maaser Sheni. Now here the Rav gives the reason, is because it's not a davar haroyal achilo. If we recall in the previous Mishnah, where all those cases like leaves, megafanim, smadar, all these things are mutter ba'arla, and the Rav says over there, because they're not hani lav perininu, because it's not fruits. Not because it's not royal achilo. He could have said it's not royal achilo. But the main point that Taisi Santiv wants to say is that in this Mishnah, we specifically have to chap on to the fact that it's not fitting to eat. Not that it's not a fruit, because Lamaisa, it is a fruit. Like we said, it's tuffel to the main fruit. Even though it's not an actual fruit itself, it's still tuffel. So that's why in this Mishnah, we chap on to Davar Haroy L'Achilo. That's the reason Netar Rivoy. Because Netar Rivoy is very similar to Arla anyway, because Rivoy comes after Arla. So they're grouped together. We're going to see in the next Mishnah that sometimes Arla is actually referring to Netar Rivoy. Anyway, the Mishnah ends, V'Noivlis Kulam Asurus. So Noivlis are fruits that fall off a tree before they ripen. They're all Asur, whether it's Arla, Netar Rivoy, Asherah, Nazir, all of them are Asur, no matter what, because they're fruits.